The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So, the Baltimore Ravens once again successfully defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 36-35. Everybody made a big old deal about how Lamar Jackson had not beaten Patrick Mahomes. Lamar said, "It's not me and Mahomes, it's not whatever." But, Pete, everybody wants to hear from you. What happened to the Chiefs?
Listen, the Ravens deserve to celebrate today as a monumental victory. And I think that speaks a little bit to what the Chiefs have been able to build. And the Kansas Citians and the people who follow the Chiefs and have gotten a little bit used to Patrick Mahomes just being able to will out victories. You had some holes poked in it this week. It's not just going to always come down to one guy, and certainly not 11 guys, because I thought the Kansas City Chiefs offense looked good. But to the Ravens' credit, down to their fourth and fifth string running backs, they were unstoppable, and the Chiefs' defense looked horribly bad. As bad as they maybe looked since 2018, when they had former defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. And for the most part, they were healthy. I know they're missing Willie Gay, but they were able to get Frank Clark back in the mix, who felt invisible. Tyrann Mathieu made an impact at the beginning of the game, but it just wasn't an impact for the entire game enough to make a difference. I mean, you're not going to be able to have one defensive player make what was an embarrassing run defense look good. You're not going to be able to do it with one player. And so the Ravens kept at it. They were down, as Kyle mentioned, two scores late in the game, and continued to roll and continue to believe. And you could really tell, I thought, the belief in Lamar Jackson and his ability to get it done. And I think you have to admire their going to get it on fourth down at midfield. You know, if you don't convert that fourth and one, you're probably losing the game. You know, it was one of those scenarios where it almost was like the 2-point conversion that you'll sometimes see at the end of the game, where it's like, we're not going to overtime. That was that type of thing where it was a win or lose play, and they were able to get the 2 yards. And, you know, Tyrann Mathieu said after the game, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and, you know, be real with yourself. The Chiefs defense is bad. And so often this team looks at Patrick Mahomes as a magic eraser. He couldn't erase the horrible offensive line down to its second and third string in the Super Bowl. And you are not going to be able, even if you have Patrick Mahomes, to win even more than half your games if the defense is playing that poorly each and every week. And so a huge wake-up call to Kansas City. Sunny days, RJ, wouldn't feel so special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. And so Kansas City is dealing with a lot of pain today. And I want to do one more thing. And I know that I've been probably to the point of annoyingness on the show talking about Patrick Mahomes, maybe not so much the Chiefs in general, of just how good of a franchise they are and how complete they are. And so leaning into the fact that I've told you for so many times, I'm unbiased on this thing. Congratulations to Lamar Jackson. The first time in 4 tries, finally getting over that hump, beating the Chiefs, which was key for him. I consider him a top 10 quarterback in this NFL. And we're going to give him
the other ones, right?
We're going to give him the come up of the week. So congratulations to Lamar, who gets it against my Kansas City Chiefs bright and early on this Monday Football Monday. He deserves it.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.